But you know, really, as we come together here this Christmas Eve evening, what we celebrate is the reality of gift and receiving gifts in so many different ways from different people and even from God on this evening that we remember the birth of Jesus Christ. And one of the most important things that you and I can do, as I reflected with the children, is to open up the gift and to actually receive it and allow it to be a part of our lives. As you and I open up our hearts to the gifts and the people that are around us, amazing things happen, and lives are changed. And the reality for you and me, I believe, if we're really open to life, is that each moment of each day is an invitation to open our heart more deeply to life, to open our heart more deeply to love, and to open our heart more deeply to profound experiences that God has for each one of us. Lee was a Chicago Tribune reporter and a self-professed atheist. He had run a series of articles on Chicago's neediest people, and he came to know a family by the name of the Delgados, who were comprised of Grandma Perfecta and granddaughters Jenny, 13, and Lydia, who was 11. He recalled how unprepared he was when he walked into their two-bedroom apartment. There were bare walls and no rugs on the floor, no furniture, only a kitchen table and some rice in the cupboards. The girls had one short-sleeved dress each, and they had a very thin sweater that they shared over the winter. Whenever they were walking to school, one of the girls would wear that sweater halfway, and then when they reached that point, she would take it off and give it to her sister so she could wear it the rest of the way. Perfecta would have loved to work to make things better for herself and her grandchildren, but she had very, very severe arthritis and was older, and it was just impossible for her to be able to do that. And so after he ran this article about them, he decided a few days later on Christmas Eve to visit them. And when he did, he was totally shocked by what he saw. When Jenny opened the door, he couldn't believe his eyes and the impact that his article had had, because his subscribers had sent them furniture and appliances, coats, scarves, and gloves. There were cartons and boxes of food everywhere, so much so that the cupboards couldn't contain it all. Someone donated a Christmas tree, and under it were all kinds of presents and thousands of dollars. Lee was astonished, but what surprised him even more than that was how what Perfecta and her granddaughters were doing with all that they were given. They were preparing to give most of it away. Lee asked, "Why are you giving so much of these gifts away? Why are you doing this?" It made absolutely no sense to him. And Perfecta responded, "Our neighbors are still in need, and we cannot have plenty when they have nothing. This is what Jesus would want us to do." Lee was shocked at the answer. He wasn't prepared to hear that. But then he went on to ask them about what they thought about this generosity that had been so greatly given to them. And Perfecta shared, "This is a wonderful and good gift, and we did nothing to deserve it. It's all a gift from God, yet not his greatest gift. We celebrate that tomorrow, the birthday of his son, Jesus." Lee was speechless, and as he headed back to his office, he realized the following. He had plenty of things and anxiety to go with it. Well, the Delgados had nothing really, yet knew generosity. Lee had it all and wanted even more. Yet the Delgados, who had nothing, were filled with hope, contentment, and spiritual certainty. He longed for what the Delgados had in their life. So take a moment with me to reflect on what it is exactly the Delgados had in their life. Well, first of all, one of the realities was that the Delgados had poverty, and they had a lot of it. And they had been poor for probably a very long time. That was very much a fabric of their being. And that is why when Lee wrote their story, So many subscribers were deeply moved by their plight and lovingly and generously contributed so much. You know, as dark as the world may get sometimes, let me just say, there are some beautiful human beings. And many of you are among them who reach out and give in loving and generous ways, who don't even think twice about it. And yet you make such a huge difference in the lives of other people. How great is that? They also came to know in abundance, didn't they, after this story? So much so that they didn't even know where to put all the stuff. What a great problem for a poor family to have. I would have thought they would have bought some shelves with the money. They could have put all their stuff on the shelves. Maybe they could have opened up a money market for all the extra money they would have had as well. And then I would have been pretty secretive. I wouldn't tell anybody about all the stuff, so we could have made it last for a while, right? I mean, anybody with common sense would have done that, right? But it's interesting what Perfecta said. As much as they had abundance, their hearts were with their neighbors, wasn't it? Our neighbors are still in need, and we cannot have plenty while they have nothing. And this is what Jesus would have us do. What an amazing, profound, generous response for a poor family to have when they were experiencing one of the most abundant, tremendous moments in their lives. They also realized in Perfecta's word what the greatest gift was, and that was Jesus, whose birthday they would celebrate on Christmas Day. You know, just a few moments ago with the kids on the floor, and by the way, I do have Hershey Kisses left for you at the end of the service. But you have to wait till we get back there, and we'll have them for you in a basket, and you can take as many as you want. You have to open up the candy and taste it to see that it's good. You have to open up the gift to find out what's in it. And the same is true for you and me. We have to be open to opening our hearts to Jesus in our lives, that we might realize how profound and loving and life-changing he can be for you and for me. In our second lesson today in Hebrews 1:3, there is one of my favorite scriptures, and it is simply this, that the Son is the radiance of God's glory. That if you and I were to look at Jesus in this moment and see his radiance, well, first of all, it would be hard to look upon him because he would just be that bright. It'd be like looking at the sun. You can't look at the sun very long without having to turn away because it's just that bright. That's how much Jesus would be radiant with his glory and his love. It would just be like, where are my sunglasses, right? Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. And you know, it's interesting when you look at the scriptures, radiance in the Greek only occurs one time in the New Testament, and it's in this scripture, in Hebrews. This is the only place. And it means to beam forth brightness. It means that in the very essence of who Jesus is, regardless of what you think of him or what your relationship may or may not be with him at this moment, what the scriptures communicate to us about Jesus is that his very presence beams forth the presence of God. That to be in his presence is to be in the presence of radiant light, of overwhelming love, of incredible grace. You see, that's why the shepherds, when they saw the angels, which are just a taste of what heaven is like, they were overwhelmed. They were afraid because they were in the presence of something that was literally, they knew, out of this world. And yet they were in the presence of grace and glory and love. And so that is how Jesus is. Jesus radiates a heavenly light that transforms lives. That's what happens. And didn't you see and feel that as I shared with you the Delgado story? I know it was a little bit long, and I wasn't going to share it during Christmas, but I said, you know what, I need to share this story with everybody because it reflects for me the radiance of Jesus. As I read that story and as I share it with you, an atheist reporter doing a story on a poor Christian family of all things and abundance given to them and learning what it means to be generous, learning what it means to care for your neighbor, learning what it means to be poor and yet to be rich with a loving and giving heart. The Delgados shared their abundance with needy neighbors because that is what Jesus would do. And so you see, beloved, I believe that what happened for the Delgados was that they opened up the gift of Jesus and they received him into their hearts. And I don't know where you are with the Lord tonight. This might just be a whole new concept to you. You might kind of be saying at this point, Jesus who? You know, I kind of heard about him, but I'm not quite sure how he relates to my life. And then some of you, when you hear about Jesus, you may have been following him for quite a while, and you might feel like, well, you know what, Father Joe, I've already given my heart to the Lord. Well, I just want to let you know, as I was preparing for this sermon the other day, and I was praying about this time that we were going to have together, just like we did a little bit earlier with the kids, I put my hand over my heart, and I've been following the Lord for a while, and I just, again, offered my heart to him, and I just prayed that his love and his grace and his peace would touch me in places where I needed it. And wouldn't you know, it was just like a fresh start again. There's that song, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And it's so true. It's so true. Every day with him is like a new beginning.